Keeping Up with Kris Jenner. Oh yeah, we're diving deep into the dumpster of pop trash on this episode of Pop Life.
Digital content on WAER is made possible thanks to California Closets, located in DeWitt. California Closets can help you get organized for the new year with custom storage solutions for the closet, home office, kitchen pantry, and more. Online at californiaclosets.com.
The Kardashians' meteoric rise to fame and fortune can arguably be attributed to the matriarch, Kris Jenner. Now wait, before you say who cares about the Jenners and Kardashians, consider this. Between Kim Kardashian West, Kylie Jenner, Kendall Jenner, and Kris Jenner alone, 148 million people worldwide keep up with their activities on Twitter. That's an awful lot of people to market to. To partly understand how they've reached such heights in global popular culture, you have to understand the driver, Kris Jenner. In a new unauthorized biography, noted entertainment reporter Dylan Howard chronicles Kris's early life, her triumphs and losses, and her crises and celebrations. Joining us to discuss Dirty, Sexy, Money, the unauthorized biography of Kris Jenner, is the king of Hollywood scoop, Dylan Howard. So, Dylan Howard, welcome to Pop Life. How are you?
Very well, thank you, and it's good to be with you.
Thanks. It's great to have you here, to have the king of Hollywood scoops here to talk about a brand new book, Dirty, Sexy, Money, the unauthorized biography of Kris Jenner. Before I get into that, I just wanted to ask you about the machinations of writing a unauthorized biography. So how do you go about gathering research? What are the rhetorical devices you use to tell the story?
Well, I've been a reporter for 20 years and have taken on a subject matter that is quite controversial by nature. Of the 8 books that I have written over the course of my career, typically celebrities these days control their message through the use of social media and through things like their own reality television shows. But let's face it, that's not the unfettered truth about that individual. That is what they want us to see. And there are intriguing characters that are worth probing and investigating. So I hate to use the analogy, but it's very much like how a law enforcement investigation would take place.
Mm-hmm.
That, you build up a source network around these people. You learn information. You find out what potential assets they may have, documents, tapes, photos, and you help construct reconstruct the life story of somebody or a particular subject matter. In the case of Kris Jenner, I have been covering her for 12 years in my role as editor of each of the celebrity magazines here in America, with the exception of one. I've edited all of them, with the exception of People magazine. So I very much have been at the front lines of the Kardashians and broken many stories about them over the years, some positive, some negative. So it made for a perfect fit to investigate Kris Jenner, because I think that her story is one that is particularly interesting, how a woman with little to no formal education rose through the ranks of Beverly Hills society to become a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
It's the epitome of the American dream. And we meticulously researched how she got there.
Why has this family become such a mainstay in American popular culture?
Well, I think that you have to look at the way in which things were constructed. So we previously were completely enamored by daily soap opera television. That was what most women in America were addicted to. But that fad quickly ran out of fashion, and the advent of reality television came along. And with reality television came the Jenners. So I think that we can look at that and suggest that that was a societal change. And people sympathized with them. one of the key components of the book that we look at is what was the catalyst for the Kardashians to become so important into society? And it wasn't Kim, the sex tape, Chris, or the daughters. It was actually Bruce Jenner, now known as Caitlyn Jenner, that was the precipice by which the E! Network decided that it was going to commission this television show. So in that essence, I can understand why they gravitated to that, because Bruce was the epitome of success to some extent and masculinity to some extent. So he was the draw card for the show.
Yeah, I would have thought it was the sex tape, which is interesting in its own right, because you touch on that a lot. Is it true that Chris sold the rights to that sex tape, or engineered it?
It's a very, very fascinating set of circumstances. You cannot release a sex tape without the permission of both parties. Otherwise, it would be in violation of law. The Kardashians have insisted that they were the victims in this, and that this was done without their authorization and released by somebody else. That person could only theoretically be the other co-star of the tape, if you like, Ray J, the rapper and singer. But ultimately, the tape was released, which begs the question, at what point did the Kardashians intervene and allow it to be released?
Right.
They must have at some point, otherwise it wouldn't have been released.
Right.
So I think that the Kardashians for a number of years have been very cute with the timeline, and that has complicated the true narrative of how the sex tape came to be.
I think you're aside from then Bruce sort of being the catalyst, I think this was the thing that threw them into American popular conscious, making them almost a household name overnight. You get into Chris's early life, which I find very interesting, because a lot of who she is, it's sort of built into her DNA. Her mother and grandmother very much into fashion, into society, and that sort of passed on down to her?
Absolutely. So growing up in San Diego, Chris really set out on a mission from a very early age to seek the influence of rich and powerful men in her life. And it was almost a playbook that has been followed by her daughters in the years that have followed. And she chased men from a very early age. One of her first relationships was with a PGA golfer, and she traveled the world. When she was done with him, she moved on to Robert Kardashian, who, of course, we know was a famed member of O.J. Simpson's dream team of lawyers that got him off the double murder charges. Chris, even in her relationship with Robert, would then go on to marry Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn. But during the course of that relationship, continually had affairs as well. So in many ways, she has been coined the Black Widow, because there has been a pattern of behavior that suggests they pursue a relationship, but when they are done with the man in their life, that man is expendable. And there are some parallels between the way in which Chris's private life has played out, along with the private life of her daughter and her most favorite daughter, Kim, mm-hmm. In her the breakdown of her marriage with Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
There are some tremendous similarities. So, you know, it is fascinating to watch how the Kardashians can treat men in a way that is somewhat disposable, yet at the same time marvel at how they are able to extend the 15 minutes of fame into 16 minutes and 20 series of a television show, which is unheard of and, quite frankly, incredibly successful. So Kris Jenner's rise from obscurity to becoming the most successful manager by managing each of her daughters into a life of fame and business success is an incredibly powerful story of women empowerment, but at the same time, a forensic examination of how they got there reveals that it was almost to do anything at anything cost.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, since you've been covering them for years, covering the show, covering their lives, the cost of a very public life through television shows, through tabloids, what kind of cost has keeping up with the Kardashians had on this particular family, in your estimation?
Tremendous. I mean, they would say their lives are better off today for the success of keeping up with the Kardashians. That said, it has not come without significant controversies. It's important to understand that before the Kardashians were the Kardashians, then you have to look at the relationships that they occupied with O.J. Simpson and Nicole Brown Simpson and how close they were to that family. And Crystal harbors resent to this very day that she perhaps could have done something more
mm-hmm.
to try and avert what happened to Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. Whether or not she could remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
But there has been scandal as a result of them putting themselves into the public spotlight. The release of private diaries from Robert Kardashian, in which he accused her of cheating and alleged that there were that she was not the most idealistic mother,
mm-hmm.
that she would abuse the children and the children were frightened of her. These are all things that came out as a result of their stardom. And it's very interesting, very, very interesting that they've been able to weather the storm and in some situations almost revel in it. And mm-hmm. I'll give you an example. The storyline of Khloe not being a Kardashian was raised out of private diary entries and sources when I was editing Star magazine, and I splashed that story on the cover of Star magazine. And of course that ended up becoming one of the themes through one of the entire series, whether Khloe was indeed a Kardashian or Kris cheated on Robert Kardashian and she was a love child. So that just goes to show how the Kardashians, as executive producers of their own television show, revel in this type of scandal because they can turn it into gold,
mm-hmm.
television gold.
Have we ever seen this kind of social engineering with this magnitude of family profit before?
You know, not family profit. I mean, obviously, I think some of those that developed their brand at a very early stage in Hollywood, I would look to pioneers like Suzanne Somers that sold 10 million Thighmasters in a you know, leveraging her fame from, I think it was Three's Company, to become a superstar in other sectors. But I don't think we've really seen a family as a whole, a unit as a whole, be that since perhaps the Kennedys and the Clintons, but that wasn't done for fame, that was done for their political power and what they wanted to achieve. So, I mean, they truly are an American dynasty, and that's not lost on me.
At the end of the day, what kind of person do you think Kris Jenner is? What do you think a reader's takeaway is going to be when they turn the last page of Dirty Sexy Money?
A very calculated engineering individual whom has achieved an incredible amount of success and has been able to outlast and outwit most in Hollywood, but has done so in being ruthless and has done so at the expense of potentially the common good of others around her.
Yeah. Dylan Howard, author of Dirty Sexy Money, the unauthorized biography of Kris Jenner. Thanks for chatting with us on Pop Life.
Absolutely. Anytime. I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
That's a wrap on another episode of Pop Life. Be sure to stalk us wherever you get your podcast and get caught up on past episodes at waer.org. Pop Life producer is Kevin Kloss. I'm Joe Lee. Thanks for listening.